murder, murder, Jesus. Six, six, six. Six, 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 murder, murder, Jesus.
There are certain songs that have subliminal messages. You may not be able to pick it up, but when it's in reverse, when you slow it down, when you just carefully listen to it or just look at the lyrics, you'll begin to realize that there's a message in there that is absolutely demonic. And you will think to yourself, how was I listening to this? It's because of the beat. Or it's because certain frequencies, they have put this message in the music, but they have turned down the volume, or if they have distorted it, or they put a message backwards. It's just all of these things, so you don't pick it up. Because if you pick it up, you're not going to listen to it. So what happens is that your subconscious picks it up, all right? Now, I'm going to play a video where it's old, but G. Craig Lewis exposes Jay-Z, you know, and Jay-Z has a song, I believe it's called Lucifer 9, absolutely demonic. And, you know, he plays it backwards and it says the most diabolical thing ever. All right. And I'm going to play this for you guys. The devil is a cunning serpent. He has strategies to try to influence and bewitch people, and he will use music. All right. Y'all take a listen to this.
Jay-Z, H to the Izzo, V to the Izze, Jehovah God. That's what he calls himself. He believes that he is God. And
that is indeed true, because he has a song that's called Izzo, Hova. And, you know, he calls himself H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. He actually calls himself Hova, because Jehovah, and, you know, Jehovah. So he believes he's God. He literally believes he's God. This stuff is, but he serves the devil. It's so crazy.
He believes that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. He believes that the black man is God. His clothing line is called Rockaware. Those are his clothes. You can't go into I have a hard time shopping for clothes now, Brother Dwayne. I mean, I just get depressed almost. I go into Burlington or something, man, and I don't have a Herman Murray money, so I can't wear Gators every day. So, you know, I go to the regular department store, and every section is hip-hop clothing. Rockaware. Sean John. But this is Jay-Z, and he had an album called The Black Album, and of course these guys release songs, you know, underground, and they do this kind of stuff, and we just happen to come across a very disturbing song by Brother Jay-Z. It's a song that he actually recorded and has a backwards message in it. And we had to reverse the song and play the song backwards to get this message for you. Y'all remember back when the heavy metal folks used to do that? And they would put the backwards max messages in their music. And they'd say that your subconscious was smart enough, that right brain was smart enough to decode and flip that message, so by the time it got to the left side of your brain, you understood it, and you didn't even know you understood it. You just acted it out. Because they had the song called Another One Bites the Dust, Queen. Played it backwards. It said, I like to smoke marijuana.
You know, this is what we call subliminal messages. And I looked at the definition, and it says, a subliminal message is a hidden image or word that is intended to influence a person's attitudes or behaviors without their conscious awareness. Subliminal messages can be visual or auditory and are often used in marketing and other media. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was watching some type of Disney type of thing, and the scene went by really quickly, but you couldn't see it, right? If you didn't slow it down. Now, when you slowed it down, it was like this princess with a red dress at a window with her dress open, showing the bottom area, like literally showing the nude area down there. And this is a cartoon that was on Disney. Obviously, Disney's diabolical. It's demonic. I'm talking about watching this when I was a kid. These are subliminal messages that are influencing you, the spirit of perversion, the spirit of lust invading you, but you're not aware of it. but you're picking it up, but you're not aware of it. Like, subliminal messages are actually demonic because there's a hidden agenda. It's so satanic, yo. That's why a lot of this music is to condition you. There's an agenda with the music.
Yeah, and then they interview kids, and kids say when they listen to it, they just want to get high. They just want to smoke weed, and they had no idea that that message was being reversed in their minds and causing them to want to do that. Isn't that weird? God made us smart. Look at somebody say, you smart? So I don't care what they say about you. This brother has a very disturbing message in this song. I'm going to let y'all hear it. Can I let y'all hear it? Y'all, listen.
666. Murder, Jesus.
Six, six, six. 666, murder, Jesus. This made you feel kind of funny, didn't it? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Now, you can go watch, you know, he has all this stuff on his YouTube, powerful messages. Now, listen, some of y'all are probably like, oh, that's too far-fetched or whatever. You got to understand that Jay-Z is in the occult. Like, I mean, like, he makes music about Lucifer and all these things, and then he makes music about mocking Jesus Christ in the church, elevating Satan, but mocking Jesus Christ in the church. Now, that song y'all just listened to, I believe it comes from this song called Lucifer 9, I believe, or Lucifer or whatever, if I'm not mistaken, like the Lucifer sun in the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth. Lucifer, you know, it's just demonic. I don't want to, like, it's just demonic. Like, Lord, forgive me. He got them dark forces in him, but he also got a righteous cause for sinning. Like, this stuff is demonic. They're going to murder me, so I got to murder them first. Like, this stuff is so demonic. I just cannot believe this. I'm just looking at these lyrics, and I just cannot believe this. Man, I got to get my soul right. I got to get these devils out of my life. It's just so much. This thing is so demonic. It is so demonic. Man, oh man, oh man. It's just, I didn't want to play that song, but, you know, he did have a song where he's talking about Jesus Christ can't save you. Life starts when the church ends, all right? This man is just, y'all just... Y'all take a listen to this, all right? This man is extremely diabolical. Listen to this. Listen to this. Empire State of Mind.
To the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Jesus can't save you. Life.
Right. Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends. And I don't want to play too much of it because YouTube's gonna flag it for copyright and all these things. So I can only show y'all a small segment. So he says, "Hail city, Hail Mary, to the city, you're a virgin. Jesus Christ can't save you. Life starts when the church ends." So he's saying life starts. Think about that. He's saying life starts when the church ends. This man has a satanic, occultic agenda, and he's pushing it through his music. This man is 100% Illuminati, diabolical. There's nothing good about this man. And are you surprised that you're hearing the allegations of P. Diddy and him and that girl? There's no surprise. These people, the stuff in his music is occultic. These are subliminal messages, satanic things hidden in the lyrics. YNW Melly had a song that was called Murder Was the Case. And within the song, he's talking about how the murder went. Like subliminal messages. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes you can't pick it up. Most times you can't pick it up. There's subliminal messages in commercials too. Movies. Like, that's why you can't just be listening to, that's why it's important not to just listen to people's music, like let's say Michael Jackson, just because it sounds good. It's like, oh, it sounds like a good song. There are subliminal messages in the music video. All seeing eye, you're not picking it up within his music videos. You're seeing things that are diabolical in the music video, but you're not picking it up. It's just a lot of just, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Music is very spiritual. It moves you, all right? It moves you, man. Oh man. Music is not demonic, but it can be used for demonic purposes.